7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Board of Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
All right. Give us a recap of last night's meeting. How'd it go?
Went great last night. Had a lot of things. A lot of things got done. So first on our agenda was Zhejiang Tang's application at 31 Prospect. This is required because they are proposing to put parking in the front yard of a two-family in the R6 zone. Application has been before the commission once before this last month. Still some little nits and nats regarding the layout and the operations of the parking. So the commission left the application open for the applicant to address, and it will be back on the next meeting. Second application was Brunswick School. This is for the Marav campus. They're looking to put temporary classroom trailers on the site. If you've been by there, anyone has been out by there, there is a massive upgrade to the academic campus there, both sides of the street. Some of the academic building will not be ready for occupancy when the school starts, and therefore they need to have some flex space to instruct students. So this requires approval from the commission. The commission approved those modular classrooms for the next 6 months with modifications. Number three, the Greenwich Y was postponed to address DPW comments. Number four was the old Greenwich School addition. This is the first time the commission was able to discuss an open meeting about the final site plan and special permit. The building committee has been working hard to address comments under the preliminary and department comments. So they've been receiving comments before going to the commission, and they've postponed once just to address outstanding issues. Did a really good job of addressing all the outstanding interdepartmental issues. Commission found very little that needed to be addressed. So they closed the application, but given the late hour of our meeting last night, they decided that clarity would be better, and they were going to vote on it on the next meeting, which is fine, but, just a long meeting last night. So next two applications were a re-subdivision and site plan special permit for the Sandwich Club at 888 North Street and 309 Deconic Road. The club purchased 309 Deconic Road a few years ago, over a year ago, and they have been planning to create a short course, which is a par 3 course for that area and the lot next door. This is the first time the commission's seen the full plan. Went through wetlands, now back to the commission. The commission found the plan to be sufficient, and they approved both applications with modifications. Next application was 31 St. Rocks. This is the old Minuteman printing shop, if you're familiar with that neck of the woods. Somebody's purchasing the building, and they want to change from it's a business in a residential zone, so it's legally nonconforming. The new owner is looking to purchase the building and use it for a salon. Commission in this instance needs to figure out if the old use is the new use is less nonconforming than the prior, and that is what the commission found last night, that the proposed salon was a less intense use than the former Minute Maid printing project, and they approved that with modifications. Next application was Stanton Devises LLC. This is a large home at 961 North Street, over building and volume, which requires a special permit. The commission approved that application with modifications. The next application, KKD Design and Build, at 99 Richmond Hill, is also a large addition to a home. They're also installing an indoor athletic facility in the building, half court and a little turf field inside the house. Those require special permits as well from the commission. Commission was just concerned or wanted to make sure that the athletic space doesn't get used and become a de facto Chelsea Piers or some other athletic endeavor. It's for private use only. So they approved that application with modifications. Next, number 10, was Lars Nielsen and Quang Fang Trustees. This is another large home at 15 Lismore Lane. small addition to the house to create a studio and some changes to the parking area. Just the shape of the house was such that the volume was being increased. Again, commission found this to be in compliance with regulations and approved with modifications. Mason Street Partners, the 830G application at 405 Greenwich Ave, 292 and 294 Mason Street, and 275 and 289 and 309 to 321 Mason Street, the old Honda dealership. That application was postponed. We do expect that to be discussed at the 8-6 meeting. Number 12, Mill Owners Company, Inc. LLC. This is at 6 and 10 Glenville Street. The application here, it's been pending for a while, looking to create new apartments on the area next to what people refer to as the mansion off of Glenville Street. The applicant had been to the H Historic District Commission last month, did not get a positive comment from them regarding changes proposed to the mansion building and work going around for the additional units. The applicant has decided to change the proposal, and given that the statutory timeline for this application with the commission was running out, they just wanted to get some directional information from them on possible changes before they went away and decided what the next steps was when they return. So it was a brief, abbreviated discussion about a revised plan. Again, no action was taken. Applicant withdrew the application after this discussion. Then we had four discussion items. First being the Roberts property at 17 Chapel. They were looking, this is an undersized lot in the R12 zone, looking to put an accessory dwelling unit in the rear. Needs a special permit because the lot, again, is undersized. Commission was just concerned about the drainage in the area, being in Riverside and near the water. Everything obviously runs downhill. So a few comments there. TPF Home Builders is 8 and 12 and 20 and 22, Home Place in Davis Avenue. This is a assisted housing project under 830G with hopefully with an endorsement from the town's housing trust. The property owner here is looking to renovate two buildings and take down four others to build a 18-unit complex of a sort of a condo association of properties. This is the first time the commission has seen the proposal. It's a very interesting concept. A lot of space around the buildings and not the typical affordable housing projects we've seen over the last few years where it's high rises and three stories and, you know, triple digits in units. So sort of a more modest approach. Commission was very interested in hearing what the applicant's intentions were about the design and gave some critique about layout of the property and whatnot, and that'll be back hopefully with an endorsement from the Housing Trust later on in the year. 13C is Paws Studio. This is another change of use proposal for space at 100 East Putnam. If everyone in Coscob knows, it's the new building that's going up. The first floor of that building is commercial. They have a tenant. It is a sort of a wellness studio. There is sort of a common theme now in town is sort of these spa type quasi medical services. You know, thinking cryo and you know, deprivation rooms and things like that for people to relax. And so this is another studio like that. The question is whether the old use is again less intensive or more intensive than the proposed. Commission had concern about just the turnover with any of these personal service type activities. It's you know, the scheduling and the frequency of activities is critical because, you know, like a nail salon has always been a problem in town. Your people come and they wait and creates a little bit of a jam with parking. When things are planned out and scheduled better, they seem to work better. So that was the advice given to the applicant there. And 13D was Chabad Lubavitch is of Greenwich. They have taken over the former Lutheran Church at 38 Field Point Road, and they're looking to do renovations and updates to the building and some additions. Again, this is the first time the commission's seen the proposal, looking to expand some of the space around the building for religious classes and obviously religious activities in the space that's there. And lastly, we voted on the decision for Pickwick Properties. This is for a restaurant on the first floor of Pickwick Plaza on the Greenwich Avenue side, 150-seat restaurant. Parking in the parking garage, a lot of discussion with the commission about how people will know that the parking's there, and then the effectiveness of getting from the parking garage into the restaurant so that this somewhat large restaurant doesn't create an issue with the on-street parking, especially on the upper avenue of Greenwich Ave. Commission did approve a lot of conditions. There's a lot of mandates that are going to be required regarding the number of valet people, the parking signage, a little bit of analysis as to how well the advertising is going to work and getting people to be to promote and get people to park in the garage was really the crux of the decision. And it was approved with modifications by the commission last night. And that was the end of our meeting.
All right. Sounds like a long one. All right. So as you mentioned, next meeting's August 6th. So what might we see on that agenda?
Sure. So the Mason Street projects will be back. We also will be discussing the site plan and rezoning for the new DeChico's supermarket that's going in Glenville. We will also be discussing the possibly American Lane again, the housing development up in Northwest Greenwich. And voting on Old Greenwich School's site plan. So those will be things to look forward to on August 6th.
Fantastic. Pat, thanks very much for your time again. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
That is Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joins us day after.